All right, Gregor, you recently spoke in on a summit along with other speakers, and you noticed afterwards you got a more random outreaches to you, and you were just about saying what one of them sounded like.
Yeah, there were a couple in recent days that one of which that I was looking at last night, it said something like, "Hey, great stuff." It didn't even say, "Hi, Gregory." It
I
just said, it
know.
looked like it was copied and pasted. It said, "Hey, great stuff with fun, celebratory emojis. Great stuff on your page. Let's support each other by liking each other's
Oh
content.
my God.
And in that way, we can network together." And I just kind of I looked at it and I went, I'm about being in my heart and being loving, and but it was such an inauthentic outreach that I sort of sat with it going, okay, do I just delete it? Do I say thanks for reaching out? But like I
Yeah.
wasn't quite sure
Yeah.
how I wanted to
Yeah.
respond, or just, but it
Yeah.
felt so
It's
anonymous in its approach.
I'll tell you. I mean, see, the sad thing is they might actually be authentic about it. They weren't transparent about, if that's true, they weren't transparent about, hey, I really like this about your page, and I thought that my content might actually be in alignment, a good compatibility with yours because of this or that reason. Like be transparent about your caring, especially, particularly when you're reaching out to a stranger, But
Yeah.
honestly, chances are they weren't being authentic. They were sending out to 10, 20, 50, 100 people that they barely, maybe they glanced at it and go, oh, that's good enough, guys. And it's just not savvy. It's not human, and it's worth deleting. Now,
Yeah.
should you respond to them? I mean, you would be giving them benefit of the doubt. You would be probably just responding to somebody who then would take a look at your thing, right? Like they're like putting out feelers
Right.
first, and
Yeah.
then if you did respond, then maybe they'll actually look at your thing. And who knows? It might, again, some people are authentic and they just are not aware. They just are not aware of making their caring transparent to a stranger, because otherwise, why should we believe that a stranger cares? That's the reason why people go, I don't know that person. Well, yeah, you don't know that person because a lot of people in the world are not compatible with you.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks.
Yeah.
I
Yeah.
got
And
another. I got this.
and so therefore you can learn from these kinds of messages and go, okay, this is how not to do it, and
Yeah.
I'm going to instead be much more clear about where the alignment is and how I genuinely feel about their presence and their mission in the world, that kind of thing. And
Thanks.
that's like, wow. Because I mean, I get, I'll tell you, Gregory, I mean, just this weekend I got a message that was like, because I get lots of cold messages, right? People who want to be on my podcast and whatever. And so I usually just ignore them, delete them, archive, whatever. I got one from somebody who is bringing spirituality into business, like studied Christianity and Buddhism, and like has done so much deep inner work and is bringing that to founders of companies or whatever. And he wants, he said, hey, I've done all this. Would you like to have me on your podcast? And again, I typically would be like, you don't know, I mean, I don't say this back to back, I'm thinking in my mind, you don't know me and you're asking me for stuff already? That's rude. Okay. Do not ask people who don't know you for stuff, right? It's called being a beggar, right? Which is, if you're desperate and you beg, that's fine. But people are like this are, or maybe they're desperate for attention. Anyway, but I'm like, I typically would ignore. But then the fact that there's so much alignment, and I'm like, maybe he did look at my stuff. I responded and said, hey, looks like I looked at his page and I'm like, thank you. I mean, you look like you're up to some wonderful, truly wonderful things. But I want to let you know, I don't know if you got to listen to my podcast, because I don't interview anybody on my podcast. It's all my solo episodes. And when I do interview somebody on my podcast, it's like long-term clients, a few of them, or like a long-term colleague. But most of the vast majority is mine. So already I'm like, Like, you're already asking a lot to ask. And secondly, you're asking a lot from someone who doesn't interview people on their podcast, right? Okay. So what he wrote back was, yeah, I did look at your podcast, and I was just hoping that, you know, maybe if there's no chance for an interview, maybe we could just talk and have a nice connection with two human beings or whatever. And then I'm like, I responded back and I said, oh, and there's one more detail that may or may not be relevant for you, which is most of my audience are not founders, are not startup founders. They're more like solopreneurs, like coaches or healers or mentors and things like that. And he didn't respond. It's like, see, it's an example. Like,
wow.
Like once, wow. Like, it's like if you want to be authentic, you have to do the research to say, is there alignment between my audience and theirs? First of all, he didn't do that research. And second of all, is there alignment between what I'm asking and what they usually give?
Yeah.
There's no alignment. So, and it's sad. I mean, it seems like a genuinely good guy. It's just like, there's so many good people out there who are just taking shortcuts unnecessarily because they're just cutting off potential connections. Because now in the future, I already have a soured feeling about this person. Now, not that they can't recover, but they have to do more than usual to recover, right?
So. I had a laser last one from me.
Yes.
I got a second one yesterday that 5 days, three to five days earlier, they actually liked one of my, the one I mentioned hadn't even liked any of my content, but one person did, and then sent me a message saying, I really like your content. I thought it would be good to connect. But she wasn't specific, and I had a feeling that there was something else going on.
Yeah.
And I held 3 days later after I didn't respond. She then said, by the way, I work for a coach who supports coaches, and I'd like to have you join. And I think it would be, and I just thought, honey, why didn't you just tell me that in the first place?
Yeah. 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 It's just, people don't understand that there is a dearth. There is such a scarcity of transparent, genuine caring on the internet. I mean, there's way more trickery, like what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
There's so much more of that. And sometimes the trickery works. Otherwise, they wouldn't keep doing it. Especially works at scale. You do trickery to 1,000 people, and you will trick 10 people. It's just the numbers. But if you genuinely, transparently care for 10 people, or 20 people,
yeah,
you're going to get 10 new friends and potential collaborations and maybe clients and whatever, you know. And regardless, you will have practiced your heart. You will have practiced caring, which is what's more important than that. Anyway, so thank you, Gregory, for bringing this up. Yeah, thanks.